Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Francis Kirkwood, Angie Jones, Wellness Supervisor of the Recreation Center, and Francis's niece, Jane McConaughey, about Francis celebrating her 100th birthday, Friday, August 19th. Here with a birthday girl today, Francis Kirkwood. And how old are you turning today, Francis?
100. Imagine that, 100.
Did you ever think you would make it to 100?
I never did. In fact, I was so busy I didn't even hardly knew how old I was getting.
Well, good. And you're active at 100, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am, and I'm very thankful to God that I am. I take swimming lessons. I work at the Almost Free Shop. I still drive my car and take care of my own home. And I thank God every day for all of that.
And you're pretty regular church, I know that, too.
Yes, I am. My church is very important to me.
And that's the Methodist Church?
That's the Methodist Church, uh-huh. Okay. And the girls that I work with at the Almost Free Shop, they're it's a Methodist product, too, but that's our mission work.
And we're at the rec center this morning. Angie Jones, you're in charge of a class, and who's the oldest member of your class?
Francis Kirkwood. So we're having a big celebration today for our water fitness class. We're going to sing happy birthday. We've got our balloons. And we're just out here to celebrate Francis's lifetime of activity and achievement.
And how many 100-year-old people do you have in this class?
One.
And I guess we know who that is.
Yes, but we'd love to have more.
And Francis, you have a friend with you this morning.
Well, it's my niece, Jane McConaughey. She's also my little angel. She's been very much help to me, very much.
Jane, you have something to say.
Well, Aunt Frances is the glue that sticks all our keeps all our family together. That's what I have to say. She contacts all of us, and we all love her just like a mom. So, and I always say that she's my dad's, like to say she's my dad's younger sister. Because my dad was 6 years older, and he's not here now, but, you know, he always loved her, too.
How often does Frances make it out to these classes?
About 3 times a week.
And what are you doing these classes?
Well, we take exercises, and I have to say it's very beneficial to me because water is good therapy. And in fact, I credit that to one of the reasons why I am as active as I am, as old as I am. And I thank them out here for this privilege. And I've been coming here practically since it opened. Not quite, but when I found out it was open, why I was glad to get to come.
What are the keys to living such a long life?
I'm a farm girl. I was raised with 8 brothers and sisters. I had a wonderful mother and dad, and I had a very good start in life. We were always taught on the positive side and to do the very best that you could. And that's the best kind of upbringing you could have.
Do you have a long list of other people in the family that have lived close to 100?
No, my father died at 65, but I did have a sister that was 101, Martha, our oldest sister. But I have to tell you, I'm the very last one alive in our family. Gives you a little lonely feeling, but really I have other family. I have the nieces and nephews and my son's high school class. There's several of them that are very attentive to me, and the girls up at the shop watch me. Boy, do they watch me. And if they think I stay too long, they send me home.
So you have people taking care of you.
I do. Thank God for that.
What are some of the things that you've seen in your life going way back? We were talking about wars here, and yes. How many of these wars have you been through?
Well, my husband was in World War II, and then, of course, there was the Korean War, and so I've been through a lot. When we lived on the farm, we did not have electricity or my father never had a tractor, so we did a lot of hand work, farm work. And of course, all this technology now, it's far above and beyond me because it's all brand new.
And actually, you weren't very old at the time, but World War One, you were alive for that, weren't you?
No, World War One was in...
Oh, that was a couple years before.
That was in 1918, and I was born in 22.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw enough wars anyway.
I did. My husband worked in California in the Long Beach shipyards building warships, so he did his part there, and then he also served in Guam in the service.
And what about, we're talking about electronics. What are some of the things that you know that she's gone through?
Well, we're talking, it's pretty cool. Since she lived through electricity, that means she also lived through the start of TV, TV turning into color, and TV going through all of its changes into what we know as 4K today. She's lived through the Victrola, the record album, the 8-track, the cassette, the CD, and Bluetooth. Most people don't even know what those beginning items were, a Victrola and a record album and an 8-track.
A Victrola was one of those that you wound to keep it going. Yeah. We had one of those in our home. Yeah.
Did you have some pets over the years?
Oh, boy, did we have pets. And we loved every one of them. And I have to tell you, when they died, we had a funeral for them. My one brother dug a grave. Another brother was the preacher. Two of my sisters sang for the funeral, but my little sister and I were the crying department, and we did our job very well.
Well, that's pretty nice. Does anybody else have anything to add as we wrap this up?
No, we're just so excited here at the Rec Center to have someone that recognizes and actively participates in our fitness programs because they understand what it does for their body.
I think my favorite song today is the Happy Birthday song, but if I had sang, we wouldn't even get it on the air.
Thank you. I feel very loved, and it's such a humbling feeling.
Thanks to Frances Kirkwood, Angie Jones, and Jane McConaughey for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.